You might remember a few months ago, I spoke to a student taking part in the Asian Physics Olympiad. A very, very sharp cookie. A smart cookie. A sharp tool in the drawer. You know, I've mixed up all of that. But, you know, you get what I mean. A really smart person. Well, she's now one of five students who'll represent Australia at the International Physics Olympiad in Israel next month. Rosemary Zielinski from Merici College in Canberra joins me now. Rosemary, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How did you go with the Asian Olympiad last month?
I managed to win an honourable mention and, yeah, learn lots of cool physics on the way.
So you did some learning along the way?
Yes. I think you always learn something from every paper you sit.
When do you head to Israel and how are you feeling about it?
So I go to Israel on the 5th of July. I'm a little bit nervous because, you know, it's the first time going overseas. But I think I'm feeling a little bit more confident because I've already done a competition of the sort.
So how are you preparing?
We have another training camp just before we go, but it's mainly just doing, you know, similar kinds of problems and revising areas of physics that perhaps you're not so familiar with, etc.
Now, 26 other Australian kids will also head overseas to take part in other Olympiads in subjects like biology and chemistry and maths. One of them is Max Etherington, who's going to South Korea for the Earth Science Competition. Max, welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
So what is it about Earth Science that you got excited about and got into?
Well, Earth Science, it's like I've always loved science. I mean, I'm here.
Yeah.
But it's really like the best bits of all the different sciences. Like you've got the chemistry of minerals and the Earth, and you've got the physics of astronomical bodies and the solar system, and you've got the biology of fossils. So it's kind of taking everything, mixing it into one glorious bundle.
How do you prepare for an Olympiad?
With a lot of time and effort. This Olympiad, it started with the summer school after the original sitting exams, which was over 90 students who were then selected. And from that group, we got the people going to the international Olympiads. Now, the summer school itself was intensive, but we're also going to be going on even more intensive specific courses just with the international team. So, yeah, it's a lot of study in our own time, as well as a lot of study with those peers.
And when do you head off? You must be a bit nervous too.
Yeah, I'm definitely nervous. I'm going to be heading off at the end of August, and I think it's running from the 26th to the 3rd of September.
And Rosemary, you guys are doing this on top of your normal schoolwork. How do you manage that workload, being in year 11, 12, and then kind of this on top of it?
Yeah, so I'm in year 12 this year, and it's been a pretty intense year, but I think you have to make the distinction between, you know, doing work and something you love, and physics is something I really love and something I always make time for, and because you enjoy doing it. It doesn't feel like you're doing work as such, even though it does take time away from, you know, that literature essay you've got to write or something.
And I wonder, Maxwell, what's it like being in a room full of other top students at this level? Because when you're as good as you guys are, obviously, you know, you're at the top of your own groups. It must be amazing being around other people who are kind of just as good as you.
Oh, you've said it pretty well. It's simultaneously just intimidating, but it's also just absolutely awesome. Like I can just say, before the Blazer ceremony, which was today, we were just, in the dorms and just having the greatest conversations about all kinds of just random sciencey things. And it's really, really cool to be able to have people you can just talk to like that.
Well, channel the spirit of Ash Barty. Now, that is someone who knows how to win, and go for gold, guys. See you later.
Yes.
Awesome. Great to be here.
Year 11 student Maxwell Etherington from Brindabella Christian College and Rosemary Zielinski from Merici College in Canberra. They're among 27 students taking part in a series of international science and maths Olympiads beginning next month. And I did find an opportunity there to plug Ash Barty.